with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I tell you, Bob, Mark Lambert, that guy is a humble dude. He is a champion's champion. That guy.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest in the country.
Right. And it's just cool that right in the heat of battle, he took a minute to talk to us. So yes. Grateful for him for doing that. And that
air down there where they're at, I mean, I should have asked him how many teams are there, but there's got to be 300, 400, 500 teams, all with smokers. And some of them have 2-3 smokers.
Sure.
I mean, that air has to be solid blue. Yeah. Ain't nobody smelling like anything but smoke.
Right.
And, you know, right now we got people going out on the water. No matter where you live, the fishermen in North America are waking up and getting out and getting their catches. And maybe you come back with a nice big fish and you want to smoke it. And I'm going to tell you that a lot of people mess up smoking fish. What do you think?
Well, in my opinion, the easiest way to mess it up is putting too much smoke on it, because it goes from just a wonderful little hint of flavor to being either bitter or so overpowering that you don't taste the fish at
right.
all.
It's just you taste smoke for a day.
Right. And fish being the light nature of it doesn't need a lot of smoke, because even if you got a big
A mackerel.
Right, or a big piece of oily trout. Or lake trout or something like that, you might want to hit that a little bit harder. But if you've got a nice piece of salmon, you want to touch it with the smoke. You don't want to drown it.
Right, but if you're on the ocean and you catch something like a mackerel, that's oily too, really mm-hmm. strong, pungent smell. You're going to brine the heck out of it. And I'd probably go heavy smoke on a mac.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes when you're fishing, they have what you call a mac attack, and you just get these school of mackerel that hit you. And, I mean, you're going to bring them in the boat.
Right.
It's hard to throw them all away because maybe that's all you've gotten so far.
Yeah.
So if you end up with something like that, a stinky fish, the smoker might be your cure-all, and then you're going to go heavier on your salt and sugar in your brine and throw some citrus or an acid in there and try and pull that stink out of that thing. Because have you ever eaten mackerel?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm not.
They're a fishy fish and real bony, but a lot of good meat and kind of a redder meat. But it's going to be kind of pungent. So, you know, that'd be one. I'd throw a little acid in with my brine, and I'd leave it in like 24 hours. And even if it par cooks it because of the acid, it won't matter. You're still extracting. The salt and sugar is going to help you extract some of that
oiliness,
oil out of it, which is carrying the odor.
And the acid that you refer to is what?
Well, I'd use lemon.
Right. Maybe some lime. Orange is not nearly as acidic as the lemons and the limes are, but so you may need to use more of that. It's more of a sweeter flavor. But at the end of the day, all of those with citric acid in them are going to help pull that oiliness out of there. This cooking process that Bob's talking about is, if you've ever had ceviche, which is raw fish that's just been soaked in lemon or lime juice, and it in effect cooks it. And you don't want that
or vinegar.
Right. You don't want that to happen if you're going to put it on the smoker, because if it's already cooked, so to speak, the smoke won't absorb.
When I lived in Hawaii in the military, the Hawaiians used to make something called lomi lomi salmon. And they would cut it up into little cubes. And it was like salt, oil, and vinegar. And you would leave it for like a day, and it cured it. So it's very much like ceviche, probably the same process. But, oh my gosh, it was so good because it was fresh salmon caught out of the ocean, just little bitty cubes. And, you know, you'd serve it with green onion and, I don't know, whatever vegetable you had, you know, on the countertop at the day, and just throw it in there, maybe some cukes or something like that. And
just a real nice spring fresh flavor.
God, my mouth's watering thinking of lomi lomi salmon. But so, you know, in terms of smoking fish, I would ask you, what is your end game? What is your goal? Why are you smoking the fish?
Right. And there's a couple things that come to mind for me. I enjoy, and I'll go down this road, you can go down the other one. I enjoy making dips out of smoked fish. To eat just a bunch of smoked fish off the board, unless it's done perfectly, I'm good for a bite or two.
And then there, especially in that game, in my opinion, dips, you're saying party or group, you're going to have a bunch of people eating it. There's a time when you can't have something too smoky.
Right.
And fish in particular. Now, salmon can be a little strong, a little pungent, have that trout profile. So, you know, your brine is going to be a big deal in terms of taming that fish down a little bit. But what you don't want to do is brine it perfectly and then throw it in the smoker and pound on it so that you change the color of the meat.
Right. That's,
I would tell you, if you're throwing it, in, let's say you've got a Kamado cooker, like a Primo.
Yep.
If you're going to throw it on your Primo or your egg of whatever sort it is, I would just use a really good charcoal. I would not throw a flavor wood on there.
Okay.
Because there's so much smoke in a good charcoal, that's all you need. You just pick up that beautiful oak profile, just a nice hint of it, because a good charcoal will burn pretty clean. But you pick up a nice profile and just lightly smoke it. And then, you know, you're going to brine it for 12 hours.
Salt, sugar, and the acid.
Salt, sugar, maybe an acid, maybe not. Could be just salt, sugar. And then you're going to take it out, you're going to pat it dry, and you're going to let it set on the counter for at least an hour. And then it'll form a skin on it. It's called a pellicle. And that pellicle is going to help you seal off the meat to a certain extent so that otherwise the smoke would like penetrate that whole thing because none of the steaks are that thick, right?
Right.
So that pellicle forms, and that'll keep you from ruining your meat.
And that pellicle is a natural thing. You don't need to worry about it. It's not like it's
it'll
going bad.
Happen. No.
It's there for a reason. And what it'll do is it keeps the smoke on the surface, and it does. You don't get penetration all the way through the cut. Now, Bob, when you smoke, do you smoke on tin foil? Do you smoke on a cedar plank? Do you smoke on just the grates?
Depends on wood you've got. You know, it depends on the fish you've got. But like if it's salmon, for me, I'm not the biggest salmon fan. I'm okay with it. I like it if it's done right, but so many people don't do it right. But if you're a little worried about your fish and you think it might be a little strong, my favorite way to do it is to take the skin off it and throw it on a cedar plank. Soak a cedar plank, throw it in and let it soak on a cedar, or alder is another good wood to throw it on. Cherry works. You can use lots of woods that'll actually add profile to that fish and tame it just a little bit, but cedar is a fantastic way to do it.
And what'll happen is that cedar, you've soaked it in wood so it doesn't catch on fire, but
right.
The edges of it will anyway.
Well, if it's on a direct flame, it
right,
will.
Right, yep.
But you might be doing it on an indirect smoker, so then it won't give you any trouble.
Right. But if you are on a direct flame, it actually adds to the presentation. It's pretty cool.
So
if the edges of that edges of that board are charred.
I still remember that situation where we were at Tip Up Town.
Yeah.
We were serving the flaming fish.
Yeah.
But so then you pull it off the smoker. If you're going to make a dip with it, you got to let it rest a couple hours.
Yep.
You want that thing to exhaust because, again, there you're going to get rid of some smoke. You're going to get rid of a little fishiness, and you're going to let that thing come to temperature, come to room temp. And then it should flake apart really nicely, and you can throw in a little cream cheese, some chopped scallion, and
a little sour cream to loosen it up a little bit, and then some garlic in there, minced garlic, and
some
crushed
pepper.
You know your profiles.
Yeah, whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Garlic salt is always great.
Right.
And just mix that into a nice dip. Chop up any veggies you want, pimento, anything in there, and then get yourself some nice crackers, and oh, man, that is such a nice spread.
And it's easy, and it keeps. That's the thing is it'll keep for a week. You keep it in the fridge. You take it in and out a couple times. But you don't leave it sitting on the counter for 3 hours. Take out as much as you think you're going to eat, but the rest of it will stay in the fridge for at least a week. So it's something that you can have. Make it on a Thursday. Bring it up to the party over the weekend at the cottage or wherever you're at, and it'll last two or three servings.
It also works well for fish tacos. You know, it's already cooked. It's served. You got some tortillas and some cabbage.
You mean the salmon, right?
Yeah.
Not the dip,
you got
but
some
the salmon, yeah.
Some tortilla and some cabbage and whatever, cilantro. Throw yourself together some wraps, and there's lots of ways to use that fish once it's smoked. But I think we need to talk about National Barbecue Month next.
All right. Coming up next, it's Barbecue Month. Stick with us. We'll be back.